This morning, God has enabled us to come together and to remember His name, the wonderful name of our God. Some are trusting in chariots, some are trusting in horses, but we remember His name. As we meditated upon that name, Jehovah, the unchanging God, I am that I am. Let us thank God for reminding about that truth to us this morning. I take, first of all, this opportunity to thank the assembly for remembering me in your prayers during my trip to Hyderabad and Nellore. Actually, I was earnestly praying for my trip and my health. As you know, previous to that, I was very bad. My condition was not that good. I could not even walk properly during the special meetings. I was earnestly praying. I know that this program was fixed long back and I had to go. But wonderfully, for your information and praise to the Lord, God has really given me strength to travel, and I could go there and minister, and it is all the prayers of the saints. In Hyderabad, I had three days meetings. I was primarily concentrating on the topic on prayers, various classes on prayers I was taking, different classes there. Then I had to travel a long way, the whole night I had to travel to Nellore, and there also I could minister. A good number of people gathered there also. It was a ministry meeting, the Bible studies meeting. I was talking on various aspects of the family life in Nellore. And back, and this 2 days before, I came back safely by the God's grace. As we were remembering this morning, as well as we were remembering in our prayers, Brother Ashim was praying. I was thinking, oh God, He is the creator of the whole universe. The most beauty of the whole this thing that He identified Himself along with us. He became one among us. That is amazing. He lived as like us. This morning, I don't know, the word that came to me, the same thoughts came to my mind. It is, just shall we turn to that. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 7 and 8 we will read. One who came and lived among us and identified with us. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers, I'm reading Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. He had offered up prayers and supplications with a strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet he learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. Here we see the beautiful picture of Lord Jesus Christ exactly identifying with us. He came as a man and lived among us, and He, every aspect He expresses human humanity, we see that. Of course, this message which I am going to speak to you, not the first time, probably a revision for you. But this morning when I was, this yesterday also, I was thinking about it. I felt that something is needed, somebody is needed this message again. So I thought I will share with you. Because I was talking on the prayers in Hyderabad, I told you, many messages on prayers. One of the messages which I was shared at that time was prayers and tears. The prayers and tears in the Bible is very, very relevant. Here we see the picture of Lord Jesus Christ, where He is praying with the tears. If you look at the Lord Jesus Christ, we see that as we know, all of you know that the smallest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. And if you look at that particular thing again, I was looking at that, how he was identifying with the human beings. Come to the John's Gospel chapter 12, 11, we read that. John's Gospel, chapter 11. If you see the context about it, there's no need for him to weep. In fact, but we see that he's weeping. Not just like that verse, we know that he was taken, he was going to the house of Mary and Martha. And we read in verse 33, chapter 11, verse 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Then we see in verse 35, Jesus wept. He saw everybody is weeping. She is weeping, the Jews are weeping, and we see that he himself was groaned in the spirit. He was also extremely in a painful situation. Very sorrowful. Then we see in verse 35, that he wept. Again, verse 38, you read that. Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, come up to the grave. It was a cave and stone lay upon it. He was groaning in the spirit. He was weeping actually. And we see that actually he could have said, everybody, just stop weeping. Why you are bothered about it? Now I am going to give life. Instead of telling that, we see that he was identifying with the weeping people. There's no need for him to weep at the point of that, but he just wept because he wants to identify with you and me. We read in the book of Isaiah that he was a man of sorrows. He lived here on this earth, and we see that he was a man of sorrows. I always used to say that he was the happiest man ever lived on the surface of the earth. Jesus Christ, the most happiest man. Why we say like that? We see in Psalm 45, we read about him that thou hast anointed him, Lord has anointed him with the oil of gladness. That means gladness was there always. So anointed him with the gladness. He was the happiest man. But we don't read anywhere about his laughter. Yes, the joy of the Lord was with him, no doubt about it. But we don't read about his laughter, but we read about his weeping. So this morning I thought I will share something about that tears of Lord Jesus Christ. Tears are very, very important. Tears shows that we are human beings. If a person who is not shedding tears, really he's a hard-hearted man, isn't it? Tears are very, very important. And basically God has given tears for the cleansing of our eyes. That's the thing. All dust particle or something comes, it is cleaning our eyes. And tears, if it's not tear, the vision will not be that clear. Tears makes the vision clear. Spiritually also it is true. When we shed tears, our spiritual vision increases. And there are different types of tears are there. And the tears, there are lot of studies and analysis has been done scientifically on tears. Lot of proteins, various types of proteins are present in the tears. That is what the scientist says. And when we are stressed too much, tears comes out, and that comes out contains certain hormones that is called stress hormones. I don't want to name it. There are a lot of stress hormones on there. Why that is meant is that when you shed tears, the stress will be released. And you will be very happy. So if you want to weep, you weep it as much as possible. No problem. But not in the public. In your secret room. Go to a particular room and weep. You will have less heart problem, let me tell you. So that is what the scientists say is stress releasing mechanism it is. And a lot of studies, as I told you, said I read an article on tears. It is a research paper on tears. I found it very interesting. How many times the women weep, shed tears? How many times a man shed tears? This is an American study, not an Indian study. According to that, they say that around an year, a woman's lady weeps, shed tears for 64 times. That means every week she cries. Eh? I was so surprised. That is her nature, that's natural. And that's why they don't have much of a heart problem, isn't it? Because it releases the stress, in fact. Whereas, men are only 17 times they shed tears. Even the flow of tears varies from men and women, you have to understand. Lot of differences are there. So the tears are very good. There's nothing harm in it. But when we shed tears in the public, we feel that he's a very weak man, isn't it? That's true. People will not accept. But I was looking at the tears in the Bible. Around 40 times the word tears appears in the Bible. 40 times. And I found that the first reference, as I told you, there's a principle of interpretation. The first reference of tears appears in 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 5. You read that. First, 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 5. There is the first reference of the tears appears as per my study. Look at that. What says about that?
Thus says the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears.
I have heard thy prayer and I have seen thy tears. That means Lord sees our tears. Oh, that is wonderful. If people see our tears, they will mock at us, isn't it? But here we see the first reference is very important. God sees our tears. He values it. It's not just sees that. He is giving a lot of importance to our tears. So here we see that God says that I heard your prayer. I saw your tears. You know the last verse of the Bible, the last reference of tears, that's also interesting. Come to Revelation chapter 21 verse 4. Revelation chapter 21 verse 4. There we see the last reference of tears in the Bible.
God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Yeah, the God shall wipe away all tears from the eyes. See, in both the first and the last reference, is related to God, we see that. He sees our tears and He is the only one, let me tell you, can wipe away our tears. Nobody else can do that. When we pass through the extreme agony and sorrow, when we share with others, people are not even ready to listen. You understand that. Most of them listen from this and they just leave for that. Our agony is ourselves. Nobody can listen to that. They don't have the ear to listen. As I told you about the professor who was an absent-minded professor, I hope you might have heard about that. I shared it. I know that. Because it's an incident, real incident happened. Professors are absent-minded, you know that. They think so many things, research paper, reading the papers and all these things are there. So they don't have the mind to listen, people. Professor was writing something. When I was doing, we were doing in MSc, at that time it happened. Professor was writing something. One student came and said, he wanted to tell that he was absent. In the colleges we have to tell we are absent. In offices we have to tell when we are absent. But only place you need not to tell is the assembly, isn't it? That's nothing. So, professor, he came to say that I was absent. And he started telling, sir, I could not come for a few days. He was writing, he was not looking at the boy also. He was writing, and then he said, ah, good, 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 only. Then again he said that my grandmother was sick, sir. Huh, good, 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 good. Then this boy said, again he was not listening, looking at him. Then he said, today morning I got a news. Ah, good, 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 good. that my grandmother passed away. Good, 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 good. You know, he is not even mind to listen. So many of our people, they don't have any ear to listen to our grievances. We want to share to someone. But let me tell you, there's only one place where we can share, that is our God. You can pour out, he is ready to listen to you. He is ready to see your tears, that's that. Our God is a God who sees our tears. He is the God who wipes our tears. You know the first reference of tears in the New Testament? That is also very interesting. Come to the Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 24. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 24.
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief.
Yeah, here we see a father is coming to the Lord for seeking help to get the healing for his child. He was extremely agony. We see that he was in extreme agony, and we see that Lord was telling that if thou cannot believe, all these things are possible to him that believeth. Then he said that, Lord, he cried out and said, with the tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. With the tears, this father uttered. Immediately God responded to that. Let me tell you, this is what I want to tell you. When we shed tears, God hears our prayer. And we read about Lord Jesus Christ. He himself, we look at that, the verse which we have read where we see that very clearly what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying. Comes to in the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, verse 7. There's very clearly mentions about the Lord's Prayer. We are not sure where it is not, the place is not mentioned where he prayed. But let us look into that. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. In the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with a strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. We see that Lord Jesus Christ prayed with a strong crying and tears. And God heard his prayer. This is mentioned here. What is mentioned? And Lord heard his prayer and saved him from the death. Where it happened? At what time it happened? At most probably, the name is not, place is not mentioned. Most probably, this is what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. I do believe this maybe might have happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, question arising, whether he was about to die there. He says that he saved him from the death. That means he was about to die there. That's the thing. Probably this is what happened. As we saw in the early morning we meditated. When the whole sin of the world was laid upon his son. The sinless one. When the whole sin was laid upon him, he could not bear that. It was beyond his ability to bear it. It was so agonizing for a sinless one to carry the sin of the whole world. Probably that is what the Luke is coming to. The Luke we read about that. Luke says about it in chapter 22. Luke's Gospel chapter 22, turn to that. There we see the entire prayer is narrated there. And his agony is narrated there. Luke's Gospel chapter 22. Verse 44, being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Being in agony, the word agony is a medical term. It's the first time we see here the word. It is the only place it is used, agony. Now, Luke, we know that he was a doctor. Being a doctor, he knew the medical terminology, so he uses the word, medical term, agony. There we see that he was prayed with agony more earnestly, and the sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. This is a very unusual medical case, as we know that. Very few reports are there. When a person is extremely in agony, when pressure is too much developed upon him, there's a possibility that the blood capillaries in the blood near the sweat gland can break. Capillaries, minute blood vessels can break. And that was broken and that was mixed up with the sweat gland. So sweat and the blood came out together. That is what it means. There is in the medically they call as hemohidrosis. That is blood is mixed with the sweat gland. So that is happening only when a person is extremely in distress and agony. And that happened. I do believe probably here it is not mentioned tears, but probably at this time he shed the tears and prayed. And again we see again, you look at that verse 43 there in that place. There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him as a prayer of tears. The angel came to strengthen him and delivered him from the death. The Lord might have said like that, if I die here in the Garden of Gethsemane, the purpose for which I came cannot be accomplished. He came to die on the cross. He came to die on the cross. He was supposed to die there. And the Lord might have prayed to the Father, Lord, save me from the death here. I should die on the cross. That is the purpose for saving the world. If he died in the Garden of Gethsemane, he could not achieve the purpose for which he came. So to achieve the purpose for which he came, he has to die on the cross of Calvary. So probably at this prayer, the angel came and strengthened him, and we read that he was delivered from the death. And this prayer was a prayer with the tears. I do believe this probably this is the place where he prayed with the tears. Now, as I told you, the tears are very, very useful for a believer's life. It's very essential to have a clear vision. Many times, we don't have much vision about the spiritual truths. But sometimes God gives this type of experiences in our life. As somebody rightly said, when all the pressures comes from everywhere, there's no way to escape. Imagine there's no way to escape. Pressures are there from within and without, everywhere there. Distress is there. At that time, as somebody said, the best way to escape is to shed tears. If you shed tears, really we have got a lot of relief out of it. And God is expecting that. So the tears are very, very valuable before God. Let us turn to a few verses on tears. As I told you, around 40 times the word tears appears. Let us turn a few verses how God value our tears. Job chapter 16 verse 20. When the distress came, when there was no help for him, what he did it? Job did it here. We see that. Job 16 verse 20.
My friends scorn me. My eyes pour out tears unto God.
Yeah. When my friends scorn me, we see that mine eye pour out tears unto God, not before men. Who were these friends? We know that 16 verse 1, you read what they did it.
Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things, miserable comforters are ye all.
Oh, his friends came to comfort him, but what type of comforters they were? They were miserable comforters. Some people come to comfort us. Instead of comfort, really gives sorrow in our heart, pain in our heart. These three men, they are doctors, you know, isn't it? They were doctors. They came to see him. There is a Job says that they are, what type of doctors? Physicians of no value. Physicians they were. Maybe MD, MS, I don't know what it is. They came there. And they were not of no value. Prescriptions are very poor. What type of prescription? Miserable comforters. Miserable comforters they were. But one thing understood Job. At this time I have only one solution. I have to pour out my tears before God. God values our tears. So when every stress is there, come to Psalm 66. Psalm 66. But David is stressed from every side. His enemies were mocking. He is fallen sick. What he is doing?
I am weary with my groaning. Yeah. All the night make I a bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears.
Yeah, here we see that everywhere the problems are there for David. At that time, he shed tears before God. You know what was the basic difference between David and Saul? Why God was so pleased with the David? We know that David had done a lot of mistakes in his life. If we look at him, his life was not good. His family was a broken family. Everywhere his children are spoiled children. He never scolded the children. He always pampered the children. That's what the Bible says. He was a miserable father, in fact. He was a great king, no doubt about it. He failed in many areas. David was failed. He was a failure. But yet we read the Bible says that he was a man after God's own heart. Why? Why God says like that? The simple reason is that you look at the David. We see in the Psalms we read that he was a man with the tears. He always repented about his sin and committed everything before God. He always come to the Lord with the tears if you see that. He was a man who shed tears before God. That is why God valued him. Whereas you saw the Saul, we don't read anywhere that he shed tears. Saul was an angry man. You look at that, every time he was getting angry. Some people are like that. Always angry, everywhere angry. The office, they start to the office. Even at the starting point itself, they get angry. Isn't it? In the train, you know, everybody will get angry. So that is the condition. Throughout the day, they are angry. It is not good at all. Whereas, if Paul, the Saul and David, the difference basically, David was a man of tears, Saul was a man of angry. So that is why God was very happy about it. Now, the tears are, as I told you, is very, very important. There's another thing about tears. Tears, that's why the day God is very happy about David. Tears is a sign of our brokenness of the heart. When your heart is broken, we are really repenting about the sin, the tears will come. Naturally, it will flow. And we read in Luke's Gospel chapter 7, you read about the sinful woman there. She realized the gravity of her sin. Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse
38. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears.
Yeah.
And did wipe them with the hairs of her head.
Yeah.
And kissed his feet and anointed them with the oil.
Yeah. She was really broken down before the Holy One. She understood how sinful she is. And she was weeping and washing the feet of Lord Jesus Christ with her tears. Shedding profusely the tears she was shedding. And weeping and wiping the tears with her hair, we say, anointed and tears and wiped them with the hair of hers. Yes, if we shed tears at his feet and wipe it, definitely Lord will also wipe our tears with his hands one day. That is what we read about that. Now verse 40, same thing, 44 also, same thing is mentioned. 44, same, chapter 7, verse 44, Luke.
And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears.
Yeah, she hath washed my feet with tears. Lord was appreciating that act of hers. So, when we are really broken down about our sin, grieved about our sin, definitely Lord is very happy. Lord sees our tears. And that is a sign of real repentance. I heard about Alexander the Great. Some people came to him and said that your mother is doing a lot of wrong things. So many criminal activities were raised against his mother. Then Alexander replied like this, because he's after all his mother. So here he replied like this: one drop of tears from my mother's eyes washes away all her crimes. One drop of tears from my mother's eyes will wash away all her crimes. Yes, that is correct before God also. When we shed tears, really all our sins are washed away by that. Of course, it's the blood of Jesus that washes away our sin. But God, before God considered that, real repentance comes from the tears as shed. Read Lamentation chapter 2 verse 18, where does we see that? Same thing. When we broken down, the Lord heals us. Lamentation chapter 2 verse 18 we will read.
Their heart cried unto the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night.
Yeah.
Give thyself no rest, let not the apple of thine eye fade.
Yeah, here the Jeremiah is telling to the people of Israel, the daughters of Zion, to repent and come to him. That's the meaning. Then let the tears run down through the day and night through the through your eyes. We read about Jeremiah itself. We read that Jeremiah is called as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 1, we read about the tears of Jeremiah. What he says about it? Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 1. Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. See, here is a prophet who is weeping for the sin of the nation. He is crying for the nation. That is what we see. He is saying that, let my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears. 13, same chapter. Book you read, the 17. We read again, the tears are mentioned. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and my eyes shall weep bitterly and run down with the tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away a captive. The fall of Israel and the sin of Israel, here is a prophet who is really weeping. So repentance is very important before God, and we have to repent about our sins. When the oppression comes, we have to weep, and that gives a relief for us. Sometimes people, when the sufferings comes in our life, difficulties comes in our life, people will mock at us, isn't it? Psalmist is speaking about that incident. Psalm 42, you please read that. Few verses, the reading itself will help you to understand how important is the tears before God. 42 verse 3 you will read.
My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?
Yeah, they are taken as captives, the oppression is there, enemies are mocking, and they are asking to the people of Israel, where is thy God? You are talking about your God. You say that your God is a living God. How you are suffering like this? How the problems are going with you? You are not getting rid of your problem. The people are asking. At that time, we have to shed tears before God. God definitely will consider our tears at that time. When, you know, the children used to play, and when somebody hits and all the, what the children, they cannot hit it back, then there's no other way. What is the only, they have to cry, isn't it? Yeah? They cry and run and come to mom, isn't it? Mama, he beat me, or something like, they just cry. And they hug the mother with a loud cry and tears. By the time he is, Potamani, that's how we say that. Let it be my son. Then we say that much words are sufficient for the son to get comforted. Likewise, when everything is pressurized upon us, problems are problem after problem comes, only way is that we have to run to God and hug him and shed tears before him. Let me tell you, that's the only solution for our problems. And he will hear our tears, and he will comfort us. Now, How God is valuing our tears. One few more verses we will consider. Before that I would like to tell about the tears has some relation with evangelization. The William Booth, the Salvation Army, the founder of the Salvation Army, you may have heard about him. He sent his people all over the world to evangelize. And one place they went to a village area and they tried their level best to evangelize. Not a single soul is getting saved. So during that time there was a telegraphic message was sent to William Booth and said that we have tried all our level best, but not a single soul is getting saved. He sent back the telegraphic message. These are short messages. You know the telegraphic message. He sent back a telegraphic message. Try tears. The tears is the only way by which we can win souls. So come to Psalm 126. We read about that. Psalm 126. Verse 5 and 6. Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6.
They that sorrow and tears shall weep in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Yeah, we see that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Yes, when we go to evangelize to sow the seed, it is with the tears we have to sow the seed. And definitely the precious seeds we can reap in the course of time. Rejoicing will be there in that. Now, this example we see in many places and especially in the Lord's ministry of Paul, we see that in teaching ministry of Paul. The teachers, before when they prepare the gospel word, with a broken heart if you prepare, with the tears if you prepare, God will give the result of it. You comes to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 verse 19, what Paul says about it. Paul's experience about that. 20 verse 19. Acts chapter 20 verse 19.
Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears.
Yeah, and trials. We see that he was serving the Lord with the humility of all humility of mind, with the many tears and tears. Verse 37 also.
And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed.
Yeah, verse 31, you just read. 31.
Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn every one night and day with tears.
See, he was ministering 3 years in Ephesus. With the tears he was ministering. Teaching ministry is not a small job. It is really a laborious job. It is not an easy one. And why, how Paul was ministering? He was ministering with the tears. So the result we could see in Ephesus. So the ministry should be done. Evangelization should be done with the tears. Teaching ministry should be done with the tears. Now correction, how the correction should be done. Come to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. How Paul corrected, not for shouting at them. Well, how he did that. Look at that, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears.
I wrote unto you with many tears. He knew that the letter is going to hurt them. Letter is going to pain them. And he himself had the pain of writing that. He with the tears he wrote the First Corinthians. It was really a rebuking them. It was a correction them. And correcting the people itself. He was not doing without tears. He did it with the tears. So we see how important is the tears before God. And in the ministry we see there. In the ministry of the God's word. Teaching, we need to shed tears. Now how God considered these tears, that also we will see and conclude here. Psalm 56 verse 8. Psalm 56 verse 8.
Psalm. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Yeah. Are they not in thy book?
Yeah, God has many books there are in heaven. In everybody's name there is a book, you know, understand that. In my name also there is a book. And that book is called the book of remembrance. That book of remembrance. And how much time we read the Bible, that is recorded there. You read that we see Malachi chapter 3 verse 16 is very really clearly mentioned. Those who thought of him, those who meditated upon his, that is really those who meditated upon his name. That is recorded that this morning, so and so date, so and so person meditated 10 minutes, read the Bible 10 minutes. Okay? That is recorded there. You see how much time you are meditating upon that. That book is called a book of remembrance. Now here, not only our meditation of his name is recorded, what is recorded? Our tears are also recorded. Yeah. He shed 5 drops of tears this morning. 10 drops of tears. Oh, God records that. You look at that. That verse says, put thou my tears into thy bottle. There is a bottle to measure also. Measuring bottle is there. He measures that and records that tears. And let me tell you, when we shed tears, he will definitely answer our prayer. Not crocodile tears. Eh? You know, I heard about crocodile tears, isn't it? It looks like tears, but it's really not tears. This is a question asked me in Viva. My MSc Viva, the first question was asked me as I ended. What do you mean by crocodile tears? I was shocked. I was not knowing at that time. Yeah? Crocodile tears, later on I understood, really. The crocodile lives in a fresh water, you know. And because of that, the water enters inside the body continuously. And there's one way they want to give it up, the water. Excess of water which is entering in the body has to be eliminated. And they eliminate through the eyes. That's all. So it is a water elimination, no tears at all. But it looks like a tears. That tears has no value before God, let me tell you. If we are coming from a broken heart, God counts that tears. And God will find some solution for our tears. Sometimes when we pray, we wonder whether God will answer. I do believe God will answer our prayers if we shed with the tears. I am talking about my own personal experiences. Normally, I don't know. Every time, I am not crying like that. But sometimes we have to cry. That automatically the pressure is so much that tears will come. And I found that that type of prayers are God always answered my prayers. I have my own experience of that. You read about Zachariah and Elizabeth. Don't you think they might? It's not recorded that they shed tears. They were not having children. They are married and so many years are over. Definitely they might have prayed with the tears. I do believe they prayed. How many years? We don't know how many years they prayed. Now they became old. All the hopes are over. At that time, one fine morning, who is coming? Angel is coming. And said that I came to answer your prayer. Huh? Your prayer? Which prayer? He was wondering which prayer. He forgot the prayer. Years ago he prayed. The Zachariah forgot. He could not believe what the angel is talking about. I came to answer your prayer. What? You are going to have a son. Huh? Is this old age? I prayed it. That's true. So many years ago. See, Zachariah forgot the prayer, but God remembered and wrote it in his book. He has written the recorded the prayer, and he will give the answer to our prayer. May not be immediately, but he will answer our prayer when we shed tears. God values our tears. That's what this verse speaks about. So, let us consider that prayer and tears are very, very important before God. When we shed tears, God will hear our tears. As I told you, the first reference of tears, 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 5. I heard your prayer and I saw your tears. I have seen your tears. So God will see our tears. And if he see, he is just not seeing. He will wipe away our tears with his hands. That is the last verse. So he will see our tears. And he will wipe away. He is the only one who can wipe away our tears. So let us come to him, pour out our heart, and definitely God will bless our life. Tears will give us more clear vision about the spiritual truths. May God help this verse to our heart and exercise it in the coming days.